songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. Developed by Norman Lear.
Oh, gee.
Edith, Edith! Edith, how can anybody read in this room? Why don't you get more powerful bulbs for the lights in here?
Oh, Archie, it ain't the light. It's what I've been trying to
now,
tell
listen,
you.
Listen, don't start that again.
Oh, but Archie,
I never wore glasses in my whole life, and I ain't gonna start now.
But it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nature. Everybody has a little trouble seeing the words close up after they pass a certain age.
I told you, it ain't age. It's the ink they're using in the paper. It ain't as black as it used to be. They're probably watering it down like everything else you buy nowadays.
Edith stares at him sternly.
Go out and get the supper.
She jumps up and runs into the kitchen. Archie holds the paper far from his face, trying to read it. Michael comes downstairs behind him.
Getting about time to have your arms lengthened, huh?
Michael smirks as Archie lowers the paper and turns away self-consciously.
Maybe you ought to get glasses, huh?
Get away from me, huh?
Well, I mean, I saw the way you're reading the paper. You might as well get glasses. It'll be a lot easier for you.
Will you get away from me?
How did you get into a fight so quick?
This guy came downstairs.
What happened?
I don't know. I made a joke about the way he was reading the paper. He goes bananas.
Oh, Archie, I know how you feel, but just because you need glasses don't mean nothing. Well, look at me. I've needed glasses for years, and you're older than I am.
That's only because I was born first.
Gloria comes home.
Hi,
Mom. I'll set the table.
Hi, Daddy.
What about me?
I saved the best for last.
Oh, look at this. Yeti. We got a coat off. He's jumping on it.
Well, then I'll take it off, Daddy.
Cut that off.
You're in a good mood tonight. What happened? You get a seat on the subway?
Better than that. I got a ride to the front door all the way home from work.
Yeah? Who gave you a lift?
Mr. Clifton, the buyer in cosmetics.
Since when are you so chummy with him?
Michael, you're not jealous, are you?
No, I just don't like you riding around with strange men, that's all.
Oh, Michael, he's in his late 40s. He's old enough to be my father.
Hey, what kind of a crack is that?
Nothing, what'd I say?
You know what you said.
What's going on?
Archie's worried about getting old.
I ain't worried about that. I don't want to hear nothing more about old in this house. Come on, let's eat supper.
The others follow Archie to the table.
Daddy, did you pick up my watch?
What watch?
My wristwatch, the one that's being repaired.
No, I didn't pick it up. Why didn't you remind me about it last night?
I did remind you last night. You said you would.
I don't remember that.
Sure, Archie was at dinner. I heard you.
You didn't hear that because I didn't say that, and you didn't say nothing about it neither.
Wait a second. Ma heard you too, right, Ma?
No, I don't remember. When you get older, you can...
Archie pounds the table with his fists.
I didn't mean you. I meant me.
I don't want to hear nothing more about getting old at this table. In fact, I don't want to hear nothing about nothing.
Frowning at the others, Archie picks up his fork and knife and takes a bite. He reaches for the butter dish and takes some with his knife. Nervously, Gloria, Edith, and Michael begin buttering their bread. Archie puts salt and pepper on his food, and Gloria follows suit. Archie takes the butter again. Gloria adjusts the position of the salad bowls. Michael chews his food, then glances up.
Arch, everybody gets old.
Archie leaps up and grabs his coat and hat.
Archie, where are you going?
I'm going to where you people have been sending me for the last half hour, to the old folks' home. And on the way, I'm going to stop off at Kelsey's bar and I'm going to have a couple of beers. And maybe for my dinner, I'll gum down a few pretzels.
He storms out. At the bar, Archie talks to Kelsey, the bartender.
So you get the picture, see? There's this big crate on the ground, and we got to get it up onto the loading platform. Now, we got all these young wise guys standing around staring at it like they never heard of the word muscle, see? So I call over to Petey Brobich and says, Petey, come on, give me a hand here. Petey gets one end of it, see, with his hands, and I get the other end here. Mind you, this is a 500-pound crate. Oh, we grab that crate and alley-oop off the ground right up like a feather onto the platform. What do you think of that?
Oh, but you was in pretty good shape in them days, Arch.
Archie raises his eyebrows at Kelsey.
What the hell do you mean in them days?
Well, Petey Brobich dropped dead more than 15 years ago.
15 years? You're crazy.
No, I remember it well. It was my first anniversary in this bar. I was serving free eats. Petey comes in, takes one of my hard-boiled eggs, and drops dead.
A dark-haired man enters.
That long ago? Yeah. Gee, where does time fly to, anyway?
Let me have a beer.
Yeah, coming up.
Hey, Kelsey, how old would you say I looked?
Arch, at bartender college, they taught us three things you don't talk about. Politics, religion, and age. We stick to the safe subjects like taxes, which everybody's against.
And women. Which everybody's for.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh?
Hey, excuse me, don't I know you from someplace?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, to me, you kind of look like the Mulherin family. I got it. You're Bill Mulherin's kid brother.
Better than that, I'm Bill Mulherin.
No.
Well,
you're Bill Mul...
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be. You are. Hey, come over here. How are you? How you been?
Great, great. Just great. Now can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Who are you?
You don't remember me, Archie Bunker?
Archie Bunker? I thought you were dead.
Archie stares at him.
No, I'm still alive. Well, I ain't seen you in a long time. How long has it been? 15, 20 years?
Are you kidding? Closer to 30.
What? 30 years? Mm-hmm. I can't get over it. Well, what brings you back to the old neighborhood?
I'm meeting a friend here.
Oh, yeah. Gee, Bill, you don't look a day older. I mean, what are you doing, taking shots?
Just work out every day, take care of myself, keep myself in shape. The most important thing is up here. You gotta be young in your head.
Oh, yeah, I hated that. Hey, Kelsey. Hey, say hello to an old friend of mine, Bill Mulherin. Shake hands with Kelsey here.
Hi, Kelsey.
Put a head on these beers.
No. Just one a night.
Well, you two guys know each other?
Sure, we was in the same high school class together.
You're kidding.
Yep, that's right. Same age, believe it or not.
Bill nods and pats Archie's belly.
Gotta watch that middle age spread, Arch. Be right back. Go on to the boys' room.
They watch Bill walk off.
You're the same age as him?
Yeah.
Well, you look like you got 10, 15 years on him.
Archie turns to Kelsey.
Why don't you go back to bartender's college and take a course and shut up?
Kelsey gapes at him and steps away. Archie brings his beer to his lips, then stops himself and puts the glass down. He sighs and gazes across the bar toward the men's room.
Wrong thing.
What are you talking about?
You're a meathead. You always will be. Well, you know enough not to walk into a chair when there's somebody in there?
I didn't know you were in there. The door was half open.
It was also half closed. That's the part you gotta respect.
What are you upset? Just because I caught you in checking for bald spots?
I wasn't doing that.
Then what were you doing using Gloria's mirror and checking the back of your head in the bathroom mirror?
Looking for dandruff.
Come on, Arch. You were checking for fallen hair.
I was not. I haven't lost any hair in over a year.
Oh, yeah? Then what was that hair doing on your comb?
Maybe I'm growing new hair. Did you ever think of that?
What?
That's right, that hair you seen on the comb. That's the old hair which the new hair growing in is pushing out.
Archie, where are you going? I got your lunch lunch already.
I am going down to Kelsey's bar where a man can go into the trailer without attracting a crowd.
Arch, can I eat your lunch?
Archie stares at him deadpan.
Get away from me.
Gloria comes home.
Get away.
And Archie leaves.
What's wrong with him?
He's still hung up on that age thing.
Oh, yeah. He's so worried about it, he don't act natural no more. If he ain't yelling about it, he's sitting there staring. Like the other evening when you two were out, he sat through the whole 7 o'clock news without flowing one raspberry at Walter Cronkite.
Well, remember how funny you acted, Ma? I mean, when you were going through the change?
Oh, I don't think Arch is getting hot flash.
No. But that's why he's been so moody lately.
Well, he was up early this morning doing his exercises.
Daddy was exercising?
Oh, yeah. He's tried to touch his toes.
Did he make it?
Yeah, after he sat down.
Michael eats a sandwich.
You know what it is? It's the capitalist system. That's right. That's right. It's Madison Avenue selling some phony youth culture. I mean, if you're not young and beautiful, you're not worth a damn.
What's wrong with being young and beautiful?
Well, nothing if that's what you are, but what's wrong with being older and beautiful?
You know, Michael's right. It's like all those ladies having their faces lifted and their breasts lifted. Just last week in the paper, a woman had her bottom lifted.
Edith furrows her brow and looks at Gloria, shocked and baffled.
Too tall to sit down.
At Kelsey's, two men leave.
Thanks, fellas. See you soon.
Archie enters.
Hi there, Kelsey.
Hi, Arch.
Hey, Arch. How are you? Oh, hiya there, Bill. What are you making a habit of this, James?
I'm meeting another friend.
Oh.
Sit down, Arch. You look beat. Kels, bring over a beer for Arch.
Yeah, I'm beat all right. Walking over here now, I felt something brushing up my heels. I looked down, it was my butt.
Archie slouches over the table across from Bill.
You ought to start exercising, Arch. That'll perk you up.
Are you kidding? I tried that this morning. That's what's got me the way I am. How do you do it? How do you stay so young?
It's like I told you before, Arch. The secret is up here. You want to stay young, you think young. And wait till you get a load of the young friend that's meeting me. One look at her and you feel 10 years younger.
Ah, you mean a girl in here, huh, Bill?
When she gets here, call me Brad.
Brad, what for?
Well, it sounds younger. Bill ain't got no pizzazz to it. People start calling you Brad and you feel like a Brad. Besides, my girlfriend's crazy about that name.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Didn't I hear long ago that you got married?
That's right. I'm married. 22 years.
Oh. You're fooling around, eh?
Now, look, Arch. You take some of your most famous men. Pablo Picasso, that great painter. Over 80 and still going strong. Why? Because he keeps marrying young girls. Then you take that other Pablo, Casals.
Oh, yeah, the welterweight.
No, the cello player.
Oh, yeah.
Over 90 and still fiddling around. Why? Because he's married to a young chick.
Well, what are you telling me, that you're going to get married again?
No, I wouldn't do nothing to hurt my family. Look, Arch, I figure this way. I'm doing my wife a big favor by keeping young for her. You married, Arch?
Oh, me, yeah, sure. 24 years.
Uh-huh. You ever, fool around?
Oh, sure.
Archie nervously sips his beer.
And, how much fooling around do you do?
Enough.
Enough? Well, does that mean more than once?
Oh, no, come on out here, Bill.
Brad.
Brad, there, you know, you ain't gonna get no information, because I ain't when you... What do you call kiss and tell us?
A young woman enters.
Hi, Brad.
Tina!
Well, am I late? Oh, baby, you're never late. Whenever you show up, it's just the right time.
Oh, Brad, you're so corny, but I love it.
Tina nuzzles up to Bill, then notices Archie at the table watching them.
Oh, Tina, I want you to meet an old friend of mine. This is
Greg Bunker.
Archie gives Bill a conspiratorial look.
Greg Bunker. This is Tina.
Hi.
I'm pleased to meet your acquaintanceship there, Tina.
Oh.
Sit down, Tina, and I'll order some drinks.
Well, use two together. I'll be in the way here.
No. Sit down. Relax.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You're going to join us.
All right.
It'll be good for you. Yeah. Up here. Honey, excuse me just for a couple of minutes. I got to make a couple of phone calls, and then I'm all yours. Can I trust you two while I'm gone?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I don't know about that, Fred. Your friend's awful cute.
Oh, cut it out. You just watch yourself, honey, because Greg here has always been a big guy with the ladies.
Oh, get out of here.
What the goodness for the ladies?
As Bill walks off, Archie blushes. He raises his eyes and smiles shyly at Tina.
Tina, huh?
She grins as he tries to think of something to say.
Do you mind if I ask you a question, Greg?
No, go ahead.
Well, do you ever take your hat off?
Oh, yeah, sure, I take my hat off.
He removes it.
Oh, what a difference! Now, why would you want to hide all that beautiful hair?
Ha ha, come on. You like the hair, huh?
I love it.
Listen, don't let that color fool you. You know the old saying, just because there's snow on a roof don't mean there ain't no fire in a furnace.
Oh, that's so funny.
Ain't you never heard that before?
Yes.
Archie's smile fades.
But I love the way you say it.
Well, I got a lot of them.
Tell you a little secret, Greg, but don't tell Brad.
No.
I just love gray hair on a man.
Yeah. Well, see, I'll tell you about this gray. See, this gray ain't what you call old gray. See, I had this gray since I was in my 20s. Like, it come on me overnight.
Oh, well, did something bad happen?
Yeah, the Giants moved to California.
Kelsey brings Tina's drink.
Excuse me. Would you like a little something with your drinks? Peanuts, pretzels, vitamin E?
Kelsey looks at Archie, then turns to Tina and shares a laugh with her while Archie stares.
That'll be all, waiter.
Kelsey frowns and lumbers off. Archie raises his beer glass.
Well, Tina, here's how.
Well, I know how. Just say when.
Archie raises his eyebrows in surprise.
Hey, that's a Swifty there. Hey, you're kind of cute. Hey, Brad, better be careful. Someone's going to steal you from him.
Oh, nobody has to steal me, Greg. You could borrow me for $20.
As she touches up her lipstick, Archie lowers his beer.
Huh?
Too expensive?
Oh, come on, Tina, you're kidding me, ain't you?
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, Tina, I mean, if you was to take $20 off a guy, I mean, that'd make you one of the...
That's right. The whole working girl.
Oh. Well, today you're working for Brad.
Well, yeah. Well, he pays. I mean, why else would I go out with him?
Oh, what do you know about that? A beautiful looking young girl like you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Does your mother know what you're doing?
Yes, she does. Does your mother know what you're doing?
Tina winks and gets up.
Well, Brad, he knows where to find me if he wants me. Blue eyes.
She grins at Archie, then leaves.
Holy cow, even a neighborhood bar ain't sacred no more.
Bill returns to the table.
Where's Tina?
Where's Tina? Tina left.
Left? Where'd she go?
Oh, she said you'd find her at her place.
Bill grabs an address book.
You. Your young girl's keeping you young. You didn't tell me you was paying for them. She prepositioned me right here.
What's the difference? Young is young.
Yeah, sure, Brad.
Damn it, I got the wrong glasses.
Hey, what's the matter with you there, Brad? You having trouble with your eyesight? Give me the book. Hey, I'll read that for you.
He holds Bill's address book at arm's length.
Tina, 341 Groton Place.
Thanks, Arch.
Hey, before you leave, can I buy you a drink there, old-timer?
Some other time.
As Bill leaves, Archie smirks to himself.
Well, all I gotta say is rootini.
He dances up to the bar.
I got some news for you, Kelsey. You see that Bill Mulhern guy just walked out the door there, huh? Well, he may look young, but he sure don't think young. That young girl over there paying for it.
No.
Yeah. Now, will you tell me something? Why do guys worry about getting old?
Now, that's a question for bigger minds than ours, Arch.
Yeah, you know something? That might be a good question for Dear Abby.
Kelsey pours Archie another pint. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Teleplay by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Story by Joe Kerr. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Larry Storch as Bill. Arlene Galanka as Tina. Bob Hastings as Kelsey. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.